That was Rob Czar and Corinne Lee, co-founders of Threadbanger.com. Threadbanger features a weekly broadcast that showcases resources, crafting how-tos, and viewer projects. This is not your mother's sewing circle, and that's precisely the point. Threadbanger prides itself on making crafting approachable and fun.
This just in. There is a devastatingly entertaining lesson in sewing about to begin.
To sew or not to sew, that is the question.
The Threadbanger aesthetic is part punk, part whimsy, and part high fashion. This approach seems to be working.
We get sometimes up to a 250,000 people that watch our show, and it's to even think or fathom that that many people are online watching us sew something, I think is crazy.
Sewing's solitary nature used to make it much less conducive to socializing.
Ah, the sewing machine, a girl's best friend. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd have come to no good end.
And it was like finding a club with 1,000 or 2 members, and you're instantly welcomed.
But Velmid Sisson says that is no longer the case. She co-moderates The Creative Machine, another popular online sewing circle. It is one of almost 4,000 sewing groups registered with Yahoo. Like Threadbanger, the Creative Machine list is a constant exchange of ideas. On a recent day, the conversations included topics such as choosing a sewing machine, washing silk, and mastering the art of the drawstring waistband. Sisson is in the process of making her dress for the Smithsonian Gala. The mother of two runs a drapery business from her home in Gaithersburg, Maryland. She uses the list to solicit suggestions for her annual project.
Every spring, my husband Bob and I attend a black tie gala at one of the Smithsonian museums, and I make a new gown for each year.
In previous years, group members were essential to Sisson's final oeuvre. In 2004, they helped her design a full-length sleeveless sheath with plenty of details. A princess neckline, a back that draped to show off the shoulders, and a fishtail train. As if that weren't difficult enough, Sisson chose to work with a deep blue velvet encrusted with silver sparkles. Luxurious, yes, but also difficult to manipulate. And partway through the process, Sisson's challenge became even more daunting. The store had completely sold out of her fabric.
So I posted a message to the Creative Machine list saying, "Help, I need to find this fabric and I need to find it in 2 weeks." And I had people from all over the country saying, "I'll look for it."
Sewing communities like the Creative Machine Group are a welcome addition to the design world, which is notoriously cutthroat, flippant, and some might even say downright snooty. As Heidi Klum, Project Runway's host, says,
"As you know, in fashion, one day you're in, and the next day, you're out."
And no designer wants to be told,
"It's looking very happy hands at home granny circle."
Oh no.
Many designers view this as the ultimate denigration. But Sisson credits groups like the Creative Machine for helping sewers get past their happy hands fear.
One of the things that the online community has really helped with is helping women value their own work. So many times people will make a garment and they'll be so hypercritical of it that they can't allow themselves to enjoy the process.
Lee from Threadbanger agrees that the online DIY community is more about support than snide remarks.
"It doesn't matter about ugly, pretty. It's like, the person liked that, you know, and they made it themselves and they were happy with it and they were very inspired by it, and that's why we put it on the show, you know, not because it's pretty or stylish or in season."
Thanks to online sewing circles like Threadbanger and the Creative Machine, the DIY movement is experiencing a do-it-together revolution. Amanda Stupai for NPR's Intern Edition.